Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, and you are here with another episode of Checkpoint Intimates. We are your weekly gaming podcast where two members of the team go down and get intimate on a weekly gaming topic. My name is Elliot. I'm joined by Cameron.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm going to change the name to Elliot Makes Cameron Freak Out About Things.
Yeah, so that's my intention.
For listeners know, I don't know what the topic is. I've been told I'm not allowed to know.
Yeah.
So
I always have more fun that way.
I can only assume that it's something that he wants me to freak out about.
It's like a separate game for me where I'm like, what weird subject can I make Cameron really uncomfortable about? So this week, we're going to talk about adult video games, sexually explicit video gaming, which is, it's a thing. It's existed for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the news this week specifically because Steam, who is the largest PC storefront, they have kind of opened the floodgates. So previously they were... You're laughing already.
What a choice of words.
It's gushing.
Oh, God.
They previously took a kind of weird stance on adult video games, which are these kind of pornographic video games. And they were like, we don't know if these should be allowed on the storefront or not. And they kind of allowed some games on and some games didn't get on a like kind of game-by-game basis. Now, Steam then came out and said, no, we're actually going to do something about this. We're going to support these kind of games. But before we do that, we need to have these filters, like a new system put in place so that, you know, children or people who don't want to see that kind of content can have their storefront just absolutely missing it altogether.
Definitely works. Has worked in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Fantastic. You've done good job, Steam.
Well, we haven't seen that it doesn't work yet.
It doesn't work on anything that they do already. They're so bad at filtering their games.
It's true. Unfortunately, a lot of the onus is on the developer themselves. They have to tag their game with these new tags. So Steam has an adults-only tag and a sexually explicit tag. The theory is that developers will tag their games with these tags because if they don't and they're caught, their game can be removed from Steam and banned. So there is a good incentive for them to obey by the rules, which means that, you know, it's easy to filter out if you don't want to see it. So, knowing this, and knowing that Steam now has these features, we knew that what would happen is all these games that were previously sitting in limbo, sitting in purgatory, waiting for these new systems to be put in place before they could submit their game to Steam, all of those games are now coming through, hence opening the floodgates. So what I thought would be fun is to play a little game where I can kind of talk you
through...
Quotation
marks, fun.
Yeah. Cam's already upset with me.
Yeah, I am.
He's glaring at me. But I want you to know what some of these games are.
Oh, I don't need to. I'll never need to know.
So, but you are. So you're about to find out.
Hmm.
So what I did was I just went onto the sexually explicit tag.
Oh, you just stumbled on there?
Yeah, and it generated a list of all the games that are tagged under that. Now, some of these games are coming up. Some of these are brand new releases. Some of these actually existed previously, and the developers are now catching up and tagging their games with it. So let's start. I have Steam open, Cam, which means you can actually search for these games as I read them out to you.
I'm not... This is a work computer, Elliot.
Yeah, and we're on Steam. We're a video game entity.
I'm pointing the finger at you the second someone goes, hey, Cam, why were you looking up big bosom buddies?
Cameron, we're very concerned with your Google history at the moment.
Oh,
you'll have to explain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not allowed to use my name.
Oh, no, I will be. I will be pushing you under the bus so fast.
So the first one has been around for a little while now. So I thought we should start there. It's actually like some YouTubers and stuff have played this game. But it is now properly tagged and filtered. And it's called What's Under Your Blanket.
Oh, God.
What's Under Your Blanket is a game all about masturbating and not getting caught. You pull your pecker whilst nobody is watching, but hide your shame when eyes are upon you. You found it.
Damn it, it's going to keep asking me for my age.
It's got an age gate on it. Graphically, I wouldn't say the game is amazing, but the...
Am I going in?
Yeah, of course you're going in.
Oh, God.
It's the themes of this game that has it tagged as sexually explicit. So basically, you'll be, you know, tugging away.
It's...
Somebody will walk in and you have to stop.
Here's my problem with these games, right?
What?
It's all shock value, no effort.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all it is.
And now we're giving it further publicity.
Yeah, you are. You, not me. I got dragged into this.
No, you're a part of this.
Nah. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. What else do you have for me?
Okay, let's move on.
Can I just point out, this has a sequel. And also, like, it's less than $2 US to play this, which points out the quality and what these people are trying to do.
Yeah, but it's, like, it's hilarious.
Quick buck off a salacious topic.
Let's move on. The next
I
game
wish we could.
Is called Amorous. Amorous. Amorous is an interactive dating sim taking place within a bustling furry nightclub. Oh. Amorous attracts all species, personalities, and sexualities. Treat yourself to a varied cast of potential dates to explore. So, yeah, this is just obviously what you're going to have with these sexually explicit games is they're going to explore all kind of forms of sexuality and kinks and whatnot. And I know you love furry content, Cam.
Can you not? You're making me sound so... I'm going to get hate mail about this. I do not. I just don't personally get it.
Yeah, what is furries for those who don't know?
Furries are essentially people who... It's not always sexual, but it has a real connotation to sexual desire. Enjoy pretending to be anthropomorphic animals, but yeah. It's very cartoony. It's not like they're going out and pretending to be a dog and just being themselves. It comes with you wear fursuits, which are usually very expensive and have a lot of maintenance.
Look at the detail on some of these character models, though. They are beautiful furries.
Did you have to make me look at the ones that are clearly mid-coitus?
Yeah. So the game is sexually explicit, so there is yes. actual sex involved between the furries.
Look, there's more. There's definitely like more art that goes into this. It's quite funny. My artist friends who are not furries are like furry art is where the money is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you're an artist,
if you're an aspiring artist,
furries will pay good money for good furry art.
But look how many reviews there are. Like, this is a popular game.
Where does it say reviews?
Scroll up a little bit.
I don't know Steam.
On the right. So there are people engaging in this, basically. That's right, you haven't found it.
No, I can't see it. Well, you're telling me to look places and I can't see anything.
It's just under the description of the game. So Amorous, yeah.
2,000 reviews.
Yeah, and not many people leave a review of a game they play.
Mostly positive.
Yeah, of course. So Amorous, hot tip, if you're into furry action, that's clearly one of the popular games within that genre.
You are only talking like this because I am in the room. You never talk like this unless you're trying to wind me up.
What do you mean? What am I doing?
Move along. What else have you got?
This I'm building this up.
Is thrilling for all of our listeners in this audible.
It should be. This is basically, this whole segment is a drum roll as I build to
Well, build faster.
All right. Super Seducer, How to Talk to Girls.
No, I'm not looking that up. Is that the one that was really gross and got banned?
Yeah. Well, it's not banned. It's here.
Well, no, but isn't it still banned in Australia?
It's a full FMV game where expert seducer Richard LaRuana teaches the art of seduction.
No, I'm not. That one, no. I'm not looking that up.
It's
I'm not
horrible,
giving it,
isn't it?
I'm not giving it a view. I'm not giving it any kind of SEO search hit, any of that. It's not getting any of that from me.
But it's a genuinely terrible game where this dude basically, it's an interactive game where...
It's 101 How to Neg.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's just awful.
How to chat to women and get them to sleep with you.
But that's not even it, because no woman would actually,
No, it's terrible.
Like, any man tried any of this on any of the women I know, they'd get his head bashed in.
What it actually is preying on stupid and vulnerable men who have no, ability to speak to women, and they think, if I follow this mathematical formula, I can get laid.
Just
no.
Be a person.
You'd God. Think. All right. Let's move on to something more fun. This is one of my favorite ones. It's called Hentai Battlegrounds.
No!
Please look it up. Because the actual name of Hentai Battlegrounds, and this is a soon-to-be-released game, so this is one of the ones that are now coming along because of the filtration system, I've got to assume.
I can't even just type in hentai to find it. I had to put in the full name. Too many other options came up.
Yeah, there are a lot of hentai games. So Hentai Battlegrounds has a kind of weird face in the title of the game that's part of the official thing. It's a gross little... how would you even describe that face?
Do you mean the tentacles? Oh, no, you mean that.
In the title of the game.
The emoji.
Like, there's like ASCII art, basically, that creates a face.
Which has that whole vibe of someone, like, just creeping on you.
Yeah.
It's so creepy.
So, Hentai Battlegrounds is a group of girls fighting for their lives on the majestic tentacle island. Hentai Battlegrounds is an action shooter that sets groups of girls against each other in a battle for survival. Use skills and tactics to outwit your opponent and become the last person standing. So it is embracing two very popular genres right now, the Battlegrounds genre, or the Battle Royale genre, and hentai, which go together really nicely, I would suggest. Cam, thoughts?
I hate you. I hate you so much.
What do you mean?
But this is the thing, I'm watching this and I don't see anything that explicit in it. I can only assume that something explicit eventually happens.
I don't know. Look, it's not like I play these games. They just come up under this new filter.
It's fit. Like, all the images in this, it's beautiful women shooting each other. But, I can't. They're all at least, clothed.
I mean, they're not having sex with each other, I guess.
But I can only assume. Oh, God, that's an octopus. Oh, that tentacles. Octopus is so big.
That's a big tentacle monster.
Stop!
I wonder where those tentacles go.
No! No!
All right, moving lucky on. Last. Let's wrap this up. So we're going to end with a game that I found called Beach Volleyball Detectives Part 1.
Part 1.
So let's get that one up on the screen. Hot Japanese bikini chicks foil international conspiracies that threaten the safety of the free world.
I typed in the word beach and it was the first thing.
Look at it.
Oh,
Cam,
my God.
Did you even hear my description?
Yes.
You were too busy being shocked.
Why do they keep doing that?
In Beach Volleyball Detectives, our two girls learn of terrorists who plot to set off a nuclear device in Tokyo. The terrorists are posting as hot female volleyball players and participating in the World Beach Ball Volleyball Championships. The detectives must wear their bikinis and pose as beach volleyball players.
Sorry.
That's the plot.
Dear Lord. The things that I'm watching... Oh my God. What is going... This is... People, this one I think people need to watch just because, but also don't watch it if anyone can see your screen, like don't watch this on the train, but I think people need to watch this purely just for like...
It's kind of comical, isn't it?
Like the sexual thing aside, it's just bizarre.
So the whole game is FMV, which means it's real people.
Yeah, full motion video.
Real video, it's much closer to a movie than it is to your traditional video game, and the plot of it is just that these hot Japanese girls are posing as beach volleyball players because they are detectives and they're trying to uncover a terrorist threat who is also posing as beach volleyball players.
But they also seem to represent like different countries and they have special powers.
No, the different countries are the countries participating in the beach volleyball championship.
Of course.
Yeah. That's where the different countries come from.
This is a ride. I'll give you that. Like...
But you know what I love the most about this?
What?
Part one.
No, yeah.
They called their game Part One, knowing full well that there will be more in the future.
I think there was already one up there, wasn't there?
I don't know.
Let me see.
Oh, yeah, there's Part Two.
Part Two is up. Part Two is come.
Oh, and they released at different times, so they
part
did.
Part Two released at the start of this year. However, one of the images is the image from Part One. Year. Oh, my God, it's 2018. which you
Wake
would be...
Up.
You'd be very surprised looking at some of this content coming out. You'd think it was 2001 again. And I think that, like, oh dear.
Okay, let's wrap up. What do you think? Is this fine?
No.
You don't want these games on Steam?
Here's the reality. I don't have a problem with the games existing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see why, like, I feel like this kind of thing, though, should exist in... Here's my problem. Steam is not great with... kind of maintaining its library and how it presents stuff to people. It's a bit meh, but it's kind of the only option. It's like dominated for so long and it definitely needs work. Like its SEO and it's like all that are not great. I feel like these games have every right to exist and that's fine. I just don't know if Steam is the place I'd want them to exist.
But Steam sells video games and they are video games.
Don't.
Like, where's the line being drawn? Why?
Well, I think that, like, if you can't get this released for physical release, like, because of content, then, putting aside everything else,
yeah.
Putting aside the cost of having stuff physically released and distribution and all that, if your game can't even get through on like proper censorship, and not even Australian censorship. This stuff wouldn't get sold in physical release in America where their censorship is.
Oh, I might.
I don't think it would.
Some of this would.
I don't think. Not if it was, it
I
would
think
be Hentai sold.
Hentai Battlegrounds would get through.
It, no, it would be sold at like, well, we can't even see the full thing. We need to see the full thing to know if it would or not. And
right,
I don't want to.
It.
No.
On next week's Intimate,
no!
We will have Cameron play each and every one of these video games.
Sorry, guys. I've quit. okay. You'll never hear me again on Checkpoint because of Elliot. no, like, I definitely think the games deserve to exist. I just don't... My problem here, again, it comes down to two things. It's not that the games exist either, and that I'm just being like, I don't want them on Steam because Steam is pristine. I actually think the problem here is Steam. I think Steam is a problem. Steam, again, it's done amazing things, and, you know, bless everything it's done, but it also, its library is a, you know, it's a bit of a train wreck sometimes.
Yeah, but I think that's part of this whole new features they're implementing is to try to fix that. Now, whether it does or not, I mean,
but I think
knows?
They need to fix, like, I think they need to get the library as a proper, like, censored version of itself working first before they go, let's just jump in the deep end and allow all these sexually explicit games and hope that this all works.
Yeah. So currently the biggest seller of what?
Do not mention this site. This site is garbage.
It's not. It's a legitimate website and it is sells adult only video games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Canadian based and they are the biggest distributor of adult-only video games. And I think they're part of the reason Steam is doing this. They're playing catch-up because they released their statistics and apparently every... Like, last month they had 70 million downloads for their adult-only video games. They're very open about it. They've even spoken up about how they're looking to get gay content onto their website because right now it's just hentai games and that kind of audience.
My problem is, if I'm not mistaken, there is some content on there relating to the trans community that is pretty...
Oh, I have no idea what that
is. There was a whole thing with... I believe this was the website that worked with some of the ex-RuPaul Drag Race queens on Trans Visibility Day. And all the queens didn't realize, and then they all got called out for it, and they all deleted the post and gave the money to charity.
They didn't realize who they were working with?
They thought that they just got told, this is a trans-inclusive video game company. And they were like, oh, okay, cool. And they signed on. And because I think it's that because the headphones they're wearing are the same. I couldn't go back and tell you because they've all deleted the posts.
Right. This is the website who were running the first adult esports event.
Of course.
Where they're playing Tits and Tanks.
Stop.
For a $25,000 prize pool and a free year's subscription to some big porn service. I don't remember
but anyway,
what it is.
That's what I think it's that company because a lot of the imagery there matched what was used.
You've already closed it. I opened the website and you've closed it immediately.
No, you closed it.
No.
You just turned and closed it, Elliot.
Did I? Why?
I switched to another tab. You then closed that tab.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
I was just reacting.
Throw me under the bus. Here's the, like, okay, again, this all just comes off sounding, making me sound really prudish, but I think the reality is that I am so comfortable with myself that I don't understand the need for these, but I also get that maybe, like, not everyone's in my situation. Maybe these are an escapism
so
thing for some
people. So
you're
saying anybody who views porn isn't comfortable with themselves?
No. As in, like, publicly, this might be, you know, people might use this for escapism, that kind of thing. I don't know. It's just stuff that I've never gotten into. So, you know, being put on the spot like this just makes me sound bad.
Right.
So you're just throwing me under the bus so that our listeners think I'm a prude.
What? No, they might agree with you.
Mm?
I wanted to know your perspective.
You know my perspective on these things. I'm not subtle about it.
That's true. Cameron is very loud about his opinions on things.
Look, it's not for me.
Yeah,
that's all I'm going to say. It might be for some people. It's not for me. I'm not crazy about it being on Steam, but that's because Steam has proven to let us down on things like this in the past.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think Steam has kind of in the past thrown its hands up and said, oh, we can't curate this. There's too many.
Mm.
So we'll have other systems that help curate it. And this is their newest implementation. And in the past, all of those previous systems haven't worked very well.
Yeah, and it's always... Here's my big problem is Steam wants your money... and they want you to pay for these games, but they won't curate their own stuff. They'll get the companies themselves to curate it. It's up to the company to do it, or sometimes the users. And that's not on us. That's you. You're the company that's providing it. You need to curate it. Like, that's your job.
Yeah, but then there are people who sit on the other side and say, no, I don't want anything curated. I want everything available.
I'm not saying don't make it available. I'm saying properly put it behind the areas that it should be behind.
Right.
Like, I'm saying you can let it all on if I can trust that Steam are going to do the work to make sure that every game that comes up, they go, well, this isn't, you know, we all talk about, oh, we censor children too much. But, you know, there is a point where children do actually need to be censored as well.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Like, censorship exists for a reason. It's not just the man trying to hold you down. As much as everyone wants to keep telling me this whenever I say that censorship is actually important, like, it does need to exist.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that it's on Steam to do the work to censor these things, not users and the creators. Like, any other, like, you release it here in Australia, we have companies that take care of the censorship for in Australia. Like, this is a thing. I want Steam to take ownership of this and not just be like, well, if they tag it at NSFW, then we'll put it behind the thing. But if they forget, whoops, some kid's playing, you know, Hentai Battlegrounds now.
Yeah. I plan on joining them. I've got the game downloading.
Do you?
No.
Oh.
Although I could.
I fully believed that you would play it as a laugh.
Yeah, I might actually.
Yeah. So that's where I want to stand on this, is that I don't have a problem with these games existing.
Yeah.
It's just that I think that Steam is lazy in its censorship, and that I think that it's what they're doing will backfire like every other time they try and do new things like this.
I'm just along for the ride, personally. I want to see where this goes and what happens. I don't know that it'll be a failure or a success, because I think Steam is going to continue to do these updates and adapt, and who knows where it'll actually lead us, but whatever. Like, a lot of these games, they don't seem that problematic to me. I think there are games that go too far, and if a game I thought did go too far, I wouldn't have talked about it, and I would have hoped that Steam would have taken it down, which they have proven to do in the past. Games like AIDS Simulator all those mass shooting games where it was like some really terrible, terrible content.
Yeah, as long as we stick in the consenting adults area of this this genre, it's not... I'm staying in my lane. Yeah. I'm not going to come and be like, we need to shut all these games down.
Why don't somebody think of the children?
What? Oh, God.
That's all the time we've got. We've been talking about adult video games, sexually explicit video games, and Steam's approach to them. Cam, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus, Elliot.
You're welcome. And you'll be here next week, I'm assuming? Or did you quit? Is that official?
Someone's got to turn up and keep this place going.
Yeah. We'll see what I can make Cameron annoyed at next week.